We have cloudy skies, light rain, maybe
talk
some freezing rain.
Talk all you want, dear.
And our temperature is 33 degrees. Again, that low tonight will be around 25.
Nicely done, WCCO meteorologist Karen Falloon. News Talk 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, at the Boeing, 3 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. In the aftermath of Russia's national elections, President Clinton says he's confident a parliamentary coalition will be put together to work with Boris Yeltsin in advancing democratic reforms. And Mr. Clinton notes the strong performance by ultranationalists in parliamentary elections wasn't all that much of a surprise.
The Russian people have suffered a lot in the last few years.
The president says the approval of Yeltsin's draft constitution is a foundation for long-term democracy in Russia. Ukraine is now the only nuclear-equipped former Soviet republic yet to sign on to a non-proliferation treaty. Kazakhstan endorsed the treaty today as Vice President Gore looked on in the capital of Alma-Ata. Gore and the republic's premier then signed a document making Kazakhstan eligible for $84 million in American aid to destroy the 14 nuclear warheads it now possesses. Planes and boats and cars and cash. For years now, the government's been seizing such assets from suspected drug dealers. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled suspicion is insufficient. Evidence must be presented in a court hearing before any property is confiscated. While applauding the ruling, the ACLU's Stephen Shapiro says he doubts drug dealers will have the last laugh.
They're not going to be laughing all the way. The government still has this weapon in its arsenal. But we live in a society of laws, and that means that the government simply can't take your property away because it suspects you may have been involved in drug dealing. It's got to prove that in the court of law.
Dr. Jack Kevorkian is facing three charges of criminally assisted suicide in Michigan. Or is he? Today, a judge ruled the law expressly written to stop Kevorkian is unconstitutional if the person committing suicide is hopelessly ill and makes the decision without outside interference. Jeffrey Feiger is Kevorkian's attorney.
I'm going to move the court in Royal Oak, Michigan, to dismiss the charges against Dr. Kevorkian and release him from prison. I don't think the court is going to do that because I don't think the court follows the law out there. It's following a religious edict.
The retired pathologist who's been hospitalized since complaining of chest pains over the weekend was due back in jail today. His health has been weakened by a 14-day hunger strike. After 7 years of negotiations, international representatives are facing a Wednesday deadline for reaching a world trade agreement in Geneva, and they received some encouraging news out of Tokyo. The Japanese government saying it will end a decades-old ban on imported rice. That's a shot in the arm for American rice growers.
We certainly applaud the Hoshikawa administration in Japan for today's announcement. You know, this minimum 4% market access in 1995 means about 400,000 metric tons of future business for California.
Bill Huffman with that state's Farmers Rice Cooperative. Money problems forced Alabama to Governor Guy Hunt from office last April, specifically a conviction that he transferred $200,000 in campaign money into his personal accounts. Today, the conviction was upheld by Alabama's Court of Criminal Appeals. 6 months after undergoing liver and heart transplant operations, Pennsylvania Governor Robert Casey's going back to work. He'll be on the job effective tomorrow morning. On Wall Street near the close, the Dow ahead 21 and a half points. This is CBS News.
Have you been looking for the number to call to name a star for someone this holiday season? It's a fun and unique way to symbolize your love or friendship. For just $40 plus shipping and handling, International Star Registry will name a star for anyone on your gift list. Call 800-282-3333 to name a star in the sky. You'll get the exclusive International Star Registry gift package, which includes a beautiful full-color parchment certificate inscribed in hand calligraphy and ideal for framing, plus two sky charts to help you locate the star and an informative booklet about astronomy. The new star name will be permanently recorded in the book Your Place in the Cosmos, Volume 4, and stored in the International Star Registry's Swiss Vault. What a memorable gift for the holidays. Call today to name a star. Give the novelty gift of a lifetime for just $40. 800-282-3333. International Star Registry. Call toll-free. 800-282-3333.
WCCO News Talk, 830. It's 4 minutes past 3 o'clock. Temperature is still 33 degrees. Precipitation widening over Minnesota, taking in the Twin Cities now. Very light, though. The extended forecast in a few minutes. Authorities say some inmates who were involved in a disturbance at the Washington County Jail over the weekend will be disciplined. Sheriff James Trudeau says up to 25 prisoners got upset and threw tables and chairs when they were told they'd have to spend more time in their cells because of routine maintenance.
Some of the inmates have been removed from the facility and been brought back to the DOC.
Department of Corrections prison and will be probably put in segregation there for a period of time until we get done with the investigation.
The SWAT team was called in to quell the disturbance. The sheriff says no one was injured. Deer hunters found a human skull while hunting over the weekend in a heavily wooded area about 10 miles south of Rochester. 57-year-old Buster Pearson of Rochester and his 31-year-old son, Michael, of Edina, came across the partially snow-covered skull yesterday afternoon on the creek bed floor of a ravine. Olmsted County Sheriff Steve Borchert says investigators did not find any clothing or anything else that appeared to be connected, but they plan to search farther. The skull will be taken to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension for testing, including a check on dental work. At this time, authorities are unable to identify the sex of the person or how long the person has been dead. President Clinton is expressing concern about health care and other issues at a National Economics Forum being held in Pennsylvania. Among the 2,500 people attending is Julie Brown of Edina, board chair of the American Association of Retired Persons, also known as ARRP.
Well, I think the message that's being delivered is that we must do something about the deficit and the cost of health care. Otherwise, we will not be able to continue our economic growth and development.
She says President Clinton talked at length about the increased cost of health care and how some people in America are hurting. Brown says AARP is concerned about getting a health care bill that is bipartisan and fair. Ramsey County Attorney Tom Foley said today he will not seek re-election in 1994 to the post he's held for the past 15 years. Foley made the announcement to staff members who were gathered to celebrate his 46th birthday. According to a news release from his office, Foley is expected to announce his future plans in January. Foley, a DFLer, has indicated he may run for the U.S. Senate next year or take an appointment in the Clinton administration. WCCO News Talk 830. It's coming up to 7 minutes past three, and the weather is next.
Hey, Joe, how's business?
Booming.
Sales?
Big.
The office?
Bustling.
Your fax machine?
Busy.
You know, Joe, that means a lot of your best customers might be trying to fax you orders or important information but are getting a busy signal instead.
Bummer.
Which is why you should get U.S. West Never Busy Fax Service. No matter how busy your machine is, your incoming faxes are automatically stored and sent to you when your machine is free.
Beautiful.
Save money, too, because you don't need to buy another fax machine or add a phone line. Call 1-800-945-9494 today to take advantage of a special offer on Never Busy Fax and find out just how many busy signals you're sending.
So, I need Never Busy Fax because if my busy business always has a busy fax, my customers will get tired of busy signals and my business won't be busy anymore.
Bingo. Call 1-800-945-9494. That's 1-800-945-9494 to save big on Never Busy Fax Service from U.S. West Enhanced Services, turning your fax machine into a marketing powerhouse.
What do you do every morning?
Jog.
How do you spell jog?
J-O-G.
You know what that means in Spanish, French, German, Italian, or Japanese?
J-O-G?
It means you can get a free audio cassette player with headphones when you order National Dynamic Speed Tapes.
So I can learn any foreign language while I'm working out?
Any foreign language.
And it comes with a free cassette player?
Call 1-800-545-1985.
Order any foreign language from National Dynamics and get a free cassette player.
1-800-545-1985.
If you're looking for job options and business opportunities in today's tough economy, you need the nation's premier job search and career guidance publication, the National Business Employment Weekly, published by the Wall Street Journal at your newsstand now. Or take advantage of this special offer. To get the next 8 issues delivered by first-class mail for just $35, call toll-free now, 800-633-2600. That's 800-633-2600. The National Business Employment Weekly. If you're not looking here, you're hardly looking.
Jim Lupien Oldsmobile, GMC Truck, Isuzu, and Suzuki at Highway 394 in Golden Valley is your total transportation headquarters. Jim Lupien Oldsmobile, a good name in the car business.
It's 3:09. That's time for the weather with WCCO meteorologist Karen Falloon.
We're getting reports that there are still areas of freezing rain and freezing drizzle over southwestern Minnesota. For the metro area, it's been mostly rain, but that should change over to snow. but probably not until the evening hours. Things could get a little icy here during rush hour traffic. In the meantime, exclusive WCCO 5-day forecast. The periods of rain, freezing rain, becoming mixed with snow this afternoon. Temperatures falling, winds northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight through tomorrow, light snow likely. That could still have some freezing rain mixed in there. Our winds tonight will be north at 10 to 15. The low 26, high tomorrow only 29. And then looking ahead, there may be some snow again in there at the end of the week. Currently, the WCCO Doppler radar shows a large area of rain, freezing rain and sleet that stretches through east central, southeastern Minnesota, generally east of a line from Redwood Falls to Willow River, and it extends all the way to the Minnesota-Iowa state line, and as far east as Menominee, Wisconsin, and it's moving north-northeast at 20 miles an hour. Here in the Twin Cities, still some light rain being reported, a north wind at 6, pressure is rising, the humidity 89%, and it's still 33 degrees. Recapping, this afternoon, some rain, maybe freezing rain, changing over to snow and temperatures in the 20s.